From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The warden of the Dade Correctional Institution is on paid administrative leave today as Miami-Dade police investigate an inmate's death. 50-year-old Darren Rainey died in a scalding hot shower 2 years ago. Two correctional officers allegedly put him there as punishment. Those officers still work at the facility. Florida Corrections Secretary Mike Cruz told reporters he has suspended Warden Jerry Cummings.
I'm frustrated that we stand here today and still don't have the investigation completed. However, we're prepared at this point to move forward with things that we can move forward on as it relates to any disciplinary actions that we might want to take at this point.
A Miami Herald investigation uncovered concerns about several questionable deaths of inmates around the state. Former Florida Education Commissioner Tony Bennett has settled an ethics case in Indiana. Bennett admits he used state computers for campaign purposes and will pay a fine. But as WLRN's John O'Connor reports, Bennett was cleared of charges he manipulated Indiana's public school grading formula.
Indiana investigators say Tony Bennett did not break any ethics rules when he asked staff to change Indiana's school grading formula in 2012. Emails show Bennett asked staff to tweak the formula after learning prominent charter school Crystal House Academy earned a lower-than-expected grade. The school founder has contributed millions to Indiana candidates, primarily Republicans and including Bennett. The school eventually earned an A rating. Bennett resigned as Florida's school chief in August, days after the email's publication. Bennett will pay a $5,000 fine for storing campaign documents on Indiana computers in 2012. He also asked Indiana Department of Education staff to fact-check a speech by his Democratic opponent. Bennett has started a consulting firm and worked for one of the companies that failed to win a contract for Florida's next statewide exam. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez is saying that drastic job losses in his proposed budget for next year could be avoided if employee unions would agree to salary and health care concessions. 674 jobs, including 8% of the Miami-Dade Police Department workforce, will be gone if the mayor's budget is accepted as is. But Jimenez told the Miami Herald editorial board on Thursday how the jobs could all be saved. County workers would have to accept less comprehensive health care coverage and not insist on eliminating three-year-old pay concessions that were supposed to expire this year. The mayor says it's not all under his control.
I'm sure I'll be fighting with the unions because they want all their concessions back. But at the end of the day, if they don't give the concessions and people go out the door, really it's them and the commission that wants that. That's not what I want.
The budget calls for drastic job losses in county parks and libraries as well. It also raises transit fares for the second year in a row. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.